So about 9 o'clock on May 18th, the Sheriff's Office, Ava Police Department, and Missouri Highway Patrol, Good Hope Fire Department responded to an explosion call in the Good Hope area. Upon arrival, I arrived on scene with Deputy Deering. We observed a house that had obviously exploded. It actually looked like a tornado had hit it. We went in, made sure that there was no one needing medical attention. We did locate 4 subjects that we confirmed were deceased at that time. Due to the explosive nature, I didn't know what we were dealing with, so I contacted the Greene County Sheriff, Jim Arnott, Christian County Sheriff Brad Cole. They sent their bomb squad and bomb technicians down. Sheriff Cole actually responded to the scene with some specialized equipment to help process and document the evidence due to the wide crime scene that we had. State Fire Marshals also responded, as well as the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Assistant Investigation. At the end of the investigation, it was determined that the homeowners were doing some renovations to the residence. It's a propane leak inside the residence. We're uncertain of what caused the propane to ignite. Could have been a multitude of things. It could have been something as simple as a light being switched on. Once it lit and ignited, it was a flash explosion, which after talking to the fire marshals and the ones that are more of an expert in this situation, say it was a huge explosion, and then as it exploded, it was so massive that it actually put the fire in itself out by eating up all the oxygen. So that's why the house wasn't burnt, and it was just more of an explosion. We have identified the victims. It was a Haro family. They're a local family here from Douglas County. They own and operate a family restaurant here with other family members. The decedents were identified as Salvador, age 63, Sylvia, age 53, Salvador Jr., which was a son, age 27, and a juvenile son who was 16 years of age. All 4 were pronounced deceased at the scene.